Food Talk. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Pat. We are with North Coast Food Web, working to build healthy communities in our region through food and agriculture.
Joining us today is Vicki Allenbach and Annie Heinick, and they are from the Skamakaway Farmstead Creamery. And we are going to talk about goats and goat cheese. We're very excited. Welcome.
Thank you.
So great to have you guys on the show today, sharing goodness of your wonderful cheeses. So before we start talking about goats and cheese, maybe share with our listeners what your connection is to the North Coast. Like, how'd you wind up here?
Well, I guess for you guys, it's the South Coast or the South, because you're in Washington.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, that's true.
We're being a little Oregonian here.
I do get stuck in that.
Sorry.
Well, hi, I'm Vicki, and I moved here to be up with my parents. My parents moved up here, so I moved up and fell in love the first day I came here, and here I am, and I'm planning to stay.
And where was it you moved from, Vicki?
From Pescadero, California, Northern California.
Yeah. That's a beautiful area.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But this is more beautiful.
This is better. This is God's country.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Yeah. Annie, how about you?
Oh, I moved to the Pacific Northwest about 7.5, almost 8 years ago, and been up here with different ventures and still going.
And now you're venturing into cheese.
Yes, absolutely.
Venturing into cheese.
You can't go wrong there.
So tell us a little bit about the creamery and how it got started.
Well, a year ago, actually, I rescued 14 goats that a gentleman with brain cancer had, and three of them were milkers, and so I decided to start milking, and I wanted to make a career and provide something to the community and put work back into Wakiakum County and give some young people some chances, and goat cheese seemed to be the thing. So here we are now with over 100 goats and making cheese. Lots of it.
Vicki, talk a little bit more about that, giving young people some chances, because you do some things I think that are really, really cool.
Well, thank you. Well, I watched some kids grow up in Wakiakum County, and they would never leave the area and not have an opportunity, and there's not a lot there. There's just not a lot in the countries anymore, and so I decided that they needed help. We needed to create something for people to excel in and change their lives. And so we've got a couple of people working at the creamery now that we couldn't do it without.
That's great.
Yeah.
And how old are they?
Let's see. I don't know. How old am I?
No, we are not going there today.
Are you talking young people or just jobs in general? For
early
people?
20s. Yeah. 30s.
Did they have any experience working with goats in the
past
or making cheese?
Well, they've grown up on farms, family farms.
But maybe not doing cheese making.
No cheese making and not goats.
Yeah.
But boy, they've just come up. Without them, we'd be nothing today. They're there now taking care of everything. Phenomenal milkers. They're learning everything about goats with Annie. It's just incredible what we've done together.
Hi, Ashley. Hi, Stuart.
A little shout out.
Thanks
to the
goat keepers
back home. So, Annie, I'm curious, because you were talking about an education in arts. Like, how'd you go to cheese making?
Well, I was attending Clatsop Community College and working towards my master's degree as an art therapist. And you know, art does come in many different forms. And
yes,
sometimes you have to open yourself up to avenues that perhaps you didn't think about before. Mm-hmm. And when I met Vicki at the Thursday market in Astoria, she brought a new flavor in a perception that I never thought about. And one of that reasons is reaching out to the community, and not just with employment and not just with agriculture itself, but also having an establishment where art can be conducive in the whole array and infrastructure of what's going on. And by doing so, we've been collecting toilets. Bear with me here. And
there is a connection.
Okay, that is one of the best segues I've ever.
So we're collecting toilets. So all those people out there with empty toilets that you want to get rid of, come on and bring them out to us. What we're wanting to do next year with the high school is expressionism. Stay with me, guys.
Okay.
Vicki's on the floor.
Okay. So what we're doing is we're hoping that the high school in Cathlamet which is our sister town next mm-hmm. to us, that their high school students are able to come out and take each one and do expressionism art with a quote that means something to them for their future mm-hmm. or something, a legacy quote that leaves something behind for those who will come out to the farm in the mm-hmm. future. And then we're planting flowers in the back part of the tank.
Oh, that's great.
And we're making benches all around the farm.
Oh, nice.
So they're going to turn
it
into benches. Yeah. Okay. So there is a theme here.
That's great.
That is so awesome.
I love that.
No, I will never point fingers. I mean, my husband and I both have fine art degrees, and mm-hmm. we're now farming, and so I think there's a path. There's absolutely
ways.
A path,
right.
And you can use that creativity in a lot of different
absolutely.
Ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think I saw your art show up in Cheese. The things that you do, like cheese is amazing just as it is, right? Making really wonderful cheese. And if you have not tried these goat cheeses yet, you so need to do that.
Yeah,
we'll talk
do.
About where you can find them. But you guys did some cheeses. I think it was for a floral shop opening. I saw the pictures of those. Mm-hmm. It was stunning. I just got goosebumps. They were like mm-hmm. works of art. Mm-hmm. They were gorgeous.
With flowers on them?
Flowers.
Oh, yeah. So Vicky and I,
beet powder. Yeah. I'm not sure what all you used.
Vicky and I came together and we wanted to do something special that did express us beyond just being a dairy and a creamery. And so we talked about it and we tossed ideas back and forth with each other. And you know, Vicky being our expert cheesemaker, she had that end handled. And then, you know, we spoke about different designs and what attracts the eye and with still amazing flavors. So even with the designs, the flavors are just amazing and wonderful, and the blends are incredible. But thank you for noticing that. We
beautiful.
Had a lot of fun with the Daisy Chain opening in Kathlamet. It's a floral shop, and that was our first grand opening featuring our new designs
nice.
For our cheeses.
That's so cool.
They were stunning.
Thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous.
And they also tasted amazing. And,
I
and
bet
thank
they
you
did.
To you because we came into your shop, Pat's Pantry, and we went through and we got to taste things and we came up with so many new herbs and spices, and that's the creation. And we
that's
hope to
great.
Be able to, once a week or every other week, provide a new type of cheese with a new flavor just to see what our cheeses can do with other herbs
so,
and
so
spices.
Yeah. Maybe talk a little bit about some of the flavors you do, because I think for a lot of people, they, you know, goat cheese is just this kind of white, tangy cheese. And you guys take it way beyond just that. I mean, it's delicious, but I don't think people realize that there's a lot of different things you can do with goat cheese.
Well, last season we traded with other farmers and got fresh basil every week. And so we'd put basil and garlic in a lot of the cheeses and different ones like Thai and lemon and purple. And I did one last year with all three of those, which was just amazing. I mm-hmm. think that was the best flavor. But now we're doing some new ones that Annie's come up with, some great new flavors, too. We've got one called Zeus. What's in that, Annie?
Oh, the Zeus is kind of fun. Basically, I tell everybody, think Greek. So mm-hmm. it's got prosciutto, artichoke hearts, Kalamata olives, and roasted red pepper, sun-dried tomatoes, European peppercorns, and la, 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 you know? And by the time you're done, you're going, oompa.
Just need some ouzo when we're
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sounds great.
We also just recently made a new one called Amethea, which has our Mexican caramel sauce, cajeta, Madagascar vanilla, and Saigon cinnamon. And then our fresh chev.
And that one's actually nice. Partial to me. And the reason being is, you know, you have the mm-hmm. Zeus. And Zeus' nurturer back in Greek history mm-hmm. was Amalthea, who was the goat goddess and nurturer of Zeus and the goats. And so it was only, you know, rightful to name this beautiful dessert cheese. Uh-huh. And a lot of people don't think about using chev as a dessert cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And it is absolutely incredible. It's a wonderful dessert cheese.
Talk a little bit about that caramel. So let's talk about caramel. And I just want full disclosure. So at the Thursday River People Farmers Market, our farm booth got to be next to Skamakaway Farms and Creamery. So
she's
we got
lobbying for that again this year.
Lot. It was very popular placement from our farm's point of view. And I got to see the reactions of people to tasting your cheese. But then we also got to sneak over there and taste all things. And that caramel sauce. So, and I didn't know that you could make caramel sauce out of goat milk. It wasn't something that I put together, but it was ridiculous. Dipping an apple slice in that. I just kind of wanted to smear it all over myself. It was just, I mean, you could have. We're having a pretty wild morning today, but it was really, really good.
Yeah. Oh,
so
it's
talk
incredible.
About that. So,
well, it takes the longest of all the cheeses to make, which is not a cheese, but it's a dessert. So that's about a 12-hour process.
Wow.
And it's a lot of sugar. And it just reduces down, and you can get different consistencies at the amount of time you allow it to do its work.
That's why Packy likes it so much. It's all the sugar.
All the sugar. Yeah, it's a lot of sugar.
But it's really good.
It
sinfully delicious. Yeah.
So Annie has a great recipe she did in the wintertime with the cajeta, which was amazing. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. It was a lot of fun. We just took apples and pears, sliced them in half, pulled the seeds out, put a dollop of the cajeta and the chèv on there, baked it, you know, for a little bit, and you didn't have to add anything else because those beautiful spices that come from Pat's pantry, as I'm over here winking at her, the Madagascar vanilla and the Saigon cinnamons, which is phenomenal, and a little dollop of ice cream after it's done, and you have got a gourmet dessert that you didn't have to really do much to.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful.
So what temperature are you baking it at?
400 degrees for about 20 minutes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And it is it's manna
Can
from the gods.
Can you just taste that right now?
When does market start?
It already has for us.
Yeah. So talk a little about that, because you guys are doing like almost every market that's out there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Or may feel like that.
So this Saturday we start at the Vancouver market, Sunday.
Wow.
And we're also going.
You guys are going to kill that market.
Yay! Yeah. We're hoping so.
Yeah. We're excited.
We work hard.
Yeah.
Very much so. We're also doing Cannon Beach and Manzanita and River People's Thursday market.
Astoria. Yeah. Great. Oh, that's so exciting.
Well, we do love reaching out to the community so much, and it's another way to extend ourselves and introduce ourselves and introduce a lot of people to a different cheese that they might not be used to and a concept of a cheese.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I'm probably going to segue right into your next thing is goat husbandry and what it takes to produce that kind of creamy milk and everything that's involved. And honestly, you know, that's the beginning basis of the creamery in itself.
Yeah.
And with the goat husbandry that we do, our goats pull off a milk that has an amazing about an inch topped with cream.
And you said that's really rare.
It is rare. It's not common for goat's milk to actually start off that way. You can let it sit out in jars for a couple of days or use a cream separator and you can obtain, you know, the fats from that way. But to have it come out and automatically from the beginning out of the udders when you're milking and have that inch cream at the top, well, they're getting amazing food, kelp and wonderful vitamin E's, natural foods, you know, that they're indigenous to. Yeah. So we really promote that in the health of our goats. And not only that, each one of them have a name. They're not a number. They're a name, and they have a personality, and we address them as so, and they are our children. All 109 of them, including 57 babies.
That's at least you don't have to put them all through college.
Right.
Close.
Just talking about animal husbandry and goats and why your milk is so delicious.
You know, and to continue what I was talking about is, you know, I find it rather interesting, and we have visited quite a few other goat farms, and depending on the individuality of different farms and themselves, you know, what becomes more important to them with what they're addressing. In our world, we are animal people anyway. Along with the goats, we've got alpacas and horses and this and that and a little bit. We've got a zoo, pretty much. I don't know if anybody's seen that movie, We Bought a Zoo. Okay, well, that really stands true in our case. So I think with the love and the affection and the individual personality, we have a lot of the public that does come out to the farm. And we were having public bottle feeding for a while with the babies, and that introduces them to a a human and animal relationship that a lot of people don't get a chance to do. And in watching every age that you can think of, from newborns to up in their 90s, come out and bottle feed these babies and put hands on and watch those babies snuggle up to them and love them for doing such things like that, really creates a happy emotional goat.
Yeah.
And when you have a happy emotional goat, as well as the natural brush feeding that we do, you're going to produce some great milk. And we're going to be able to take that and extend it to the public. Yay for us.
It's a great human connection, too. I had the good fortune of coming out to the farm last year, not for bottle feeding or anything else, but just simply to check out the farm. It was in connection with the market, and I got to hold a baby goat. And I grew up in a really small town. I've spent time on farms, seen animals butchered, but I'd never been around goats. So I got to hold this baby goat, and they're so sweet, and they just like nuzzle in your neck. And somebody took a picture of me holding this baby goat, and this is the truth. When I get really, 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 really stressed out, and I'm like, I will periodically look at that picture with that baby goat. Yeah. I mean, there's just something that's so incredibly like peaceful
they
and
imprint.
Sweet, and
they do.
So if you get a chance to hug
blood
goats,
blood pressure lowering medication.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
Not to mention goat cheese is also for lactose intolerant people.
Yes, that's very true.
We had the preschool came out from Wacatecum County, and
I bet they had a blast.
They had a blast, but you know, the parents and the teachers had more fun than the kids.
They did.
And there was one particular kid that they were really, really concerned about, as he was very hyper and they thought he was going to harm the animals. He got in one of our, we have a culvert that is for the playground for the kids and the kids.
All kinds of kids. Two-legged and four-legged.
Anyway, he got inside of that culvert and he got a hold of Ocean, one of our gifted goats that we had helped stay alive this season.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the two of them sat in that culvert together. And it brought tears to my eyes because it was so calming for him. And one of the things the teachers and I talked about was they wished that we could bring animals to the facility because it made such a difference in that young man's whole demeanor, everything about him. It was just amazing.
Wow.
That's
and so
incredible.
That's the gift of this for me is we provide such an amazing product. The animals provide such a calming, nurturing life. And when I'm stressed, and that's quite often, I do head out.
Because that's no small feat out there.
And hang out with the animals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every goat
grounding.
Has a name. Mm-hmm. Like the ones we rescued that started this, their names are Angel, Faith, Joy. That's the names they came with. All the ones that we brought in last year as Dolings are all named after actresses, Ingrid Bergman, Oprah Winfrey.
That's great.
And then the kids this year are being named after trees.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the Dolings. But the little boys, they get, one's raincoat because his mother's name's Poncho. Thank you, Stuart and Ashley.
You guys have a farm store, right? Mm-hmm. Is that still open, or are you not doing
it's
the farm store because you're all over the place at markets?
Yeah, right now we've got a lot of improvements and remodeling going on.
Mm-hmm.
So there are various parts of the farm that are under remodel and also new construction. Mm-hmm. We're rearranging some of our pen and pasture area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with all these babies, and we're not done having babies, by the way. So with all the babies that are coming in and that we're housing, again, we want to provide the best atmosphere. And so in order to do that, mm-hmm. you really got to know when to shut down to the public for a little bit of having people come in and when to focus in on the farm and handle the construction.
Yep.
And so we're there right now. You know, that's actually the level that we're at.
But right now you're not open to the public.
No, if you drive up to the gate and honk. And you want cheese, we'll let you in. But we can't let you handle the animals at this point. And then we're concerned about, we've got holes in the ground and things like that. We don't want anyone to get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, and not handling the animals. In the Pacific Northwest at this particular time, there are alerts going on for some diseases that have been announced, and some horse shows and some farms have been quarantined down. We don't have any problems at our farm, and we know that there's a lot of farmers around that love to come out to our farm as well. And so we wanted to eliminate any possible issues that would be brought to our farm. And so we right now, until that alert has subsided, we decided that the best avenue for everybody involved is to just quarantine it down. And like Vicky said, however, we've got a honk system, you know, the good old ring the bell, but this time it's on the car,
yeah.
You know, and let us know you're out there and we will assist you with cheese purchases.
And so just as a reminder then, Saturday at the Vancouver Farmers Market.
And Sunday.
Sunday in Vancouver. Are you Sunday in Astoria as well?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So Saturday and Sunday Vancouver.
Tuesday in Cannon Beach and Thursday at the River Peoples. And
soon
Friday
to be open.
Yeah, soon
so
to the, be.
Friday in Manzanita.
Cannon Beach, Manzanita, and River People all open. I think it's the third week in June.
Yes.
Is when those start up.
We're also at the Puget Island Farmers Market in Cathlamet on Friday evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and also, so at your, where is your farm located?
Oh, we're at 1681 West SR4 in Skamakaway, Washington. Can't miss us. We're right on the highway. And there's an old beat-up truck with an elk head in there and a skeleton waving at you saying, cheese.
And
with the toilets.
With all the toilets.
You can't miss the toilets.
Okay. That will someday be
goats roaming around.
So, and then if people want to find you online, if they want to find out more about your place, where are you located in the digital world?
SKCreamery.com and SF Creamery on Facebook. Don't know why it's an F, but it is.
Facebook, you know.
Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So SK, S Creamery. As in Sam, K as in Kelly, kid. Creamery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then our Facebook is S as in Sam, F as in Frank, Creamery.
Good. But if you just Google Skamakaway Farm Creamery.
Yeah, you'll find it.
You'll pop
that.
Up.
Yes. Yeah. And there's phone numbers and ways for people to contact you. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Email if people are interested. And you guys are also, you sell to local restaurants sometimes.
Yes, we do.
Don't you?
We're selling to several restaurants, and we also have our cheese in Cathlamet Market and Skamakaway Resort, and we're talking with the co-op right now.
Nice.
Very
cool. Chefs in Manzanita.
Yeah, our engineer Marianne is looking very happy about that.
Woohoo! Yeah. So you talked about that beautiful dessert recipe.
Yes.
I'm wondering, like, what else? Maybe on the savory side.
Oh,
what do you love to do
with
cheese?
Talking to the right person here. Well, a little hobby of mine is gourmet cooking.
Oh,
and
sweet.
So one of the, I've shared with a lot of local people who have come out to the Sunday market here in Astoria, and one of my favorite recipes for those who do eat meat is to take orange slices and put some chèvre on the orange slices and put it under the broiler for about 3 minutes, and then take those slices and lay them on top of your chicken and place your chicken into bake, and it makes a beautiful creamy hint of orange. And believe
Yum.
It or not, acidic fruit works very well with chèvre. And
I can see how that works.
Yeah, and it does. And a lot of people don't think to put those combinations together. And so or if you want to use lemon instead of the orange, or even grapefruit. I mean, there's just so many variables that you can use.
Nice.
The other day someone came by
delicious.
With a beautiful slab of salmon, and I took the garlic dill and put that garlic dill chèvre over the top of the salmon and lemon slices, and then put it in the broiler for 20 minutes.
Oh,
it was
God.
Amazing.
Oh,
but man. Last night's dinner, come on, Annie.
Oh, gosh. Oh, she's going to go there.
What'd you do?
All right, okay, let's hear it.
All right. You know, not everybody out there knows how to be a gourmet chef or a bistro, you know. And they're, with the cheeses, it's pretty simplified in your world and makes you look like you've been studying and gone to, you know, Cordon
right.
Bleu chef school or something. But I took some chicken breast and sliced them thin and rolled up some garden fresh chard and some roasted garlic and some spices and herbs and some of our ricotta and also our chèvre, and mixed it all together and put a dollop of that and folded it together and wrapped it in bacon and baked it.
Oh, my. Okay,
that just went
I
over
had
the
you
top.
At bacon, right?
Okay. Well, you had me even before the bacon, but that was just like, wow.
And so you just wrap it all up in bacon and throw it in the oven on 375 for about 40 minutes. And then the salad I made with it is I just took garden-grown lettuce leaf, and I had fresh garden beets, and I roasted the beets. I didn't put anything on them. Left the skin on, actually, and roasted them, and sliced them up and put them on the lettuce leaf with our feta and pine nuts, and then I made a sauce out of balsamic vinegar and local honey. And just drizzled it over, and I have to tell you, it was absolutely
delicious. It's rough eating at your house.
Everybody come to dinner. Let me know in advance.
You need to open a farm restaurant.
Yeah. I would love to do a farm-to-table one day. We're
that would be so much fun.
In the future, we're looking at doing that on the farm.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fabulous.
We're all there, definitely.
Great. Bring veggies.
Oh, man. Absolutely. I'll bring my veggies to your farm. We'll have a hot day.
Great.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Love it.
Wow.
Oh, man. So I just, Marianne's glaring at me. I'm like, I want to keep talking about cheese, but we have to wrap this up. I just want to thank you guys so much for coming.
It's been a blessing for us.
Yes. And coming up in June, so all of the coastal farmers markets are going to be starting third week of June. North Coast Food Web is having an open house on Saturday, June 13th, I believe, at our new building, which is almost done, but not quite, but close, super close. And we're also going to be incorporating a little kids art show into that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's on Astoria's second Saturday art walk night. So from 5 to 8. 577 18th Street. Thank you, Marianne. So put that on your calendar and come by and see us.
And I think on our show coming up, next show coming up, we'll be talking with some of the local market folks. So if you want to hear more about what's happening at the markets, definitely join us 2 weeks from now.
Absolutely. I know. Well, thank you all so much for having us.
We really love
to take this time and the opportunity to extend what we're doing out to the community and have the community also extend their love back with us.
You are well loved.
We loved having you here. Thanks very much.